Welcome to Inspiring Journeys. I'm Paul Stressner, and alongside me are the incredible Adriana Ferns and the unstoppable
Terry Nelson.
Hey everyone, it's Adriana here. From a challenging path to becoming a fitness instructor, I've learned that every step counts in the journey to better self.
Hey, what's up everyone? I'm Carrie Nelson, your obstacle course crushing adaptive athlete warrior, Spartan races, major marathons. I'm breaking barriers and redefining what's possible.
And I'm on a mission to run a 5K in every state, shining a spotlight on the charities that make a difference in each community. But on Inspiring Journeys, we're not just about conquering personal goals.
Our podcast is a celebration of resilience, determination, and the transformative power of personal growth. We'll be sharing stories of individuals who have faced challenges head on and emerged stronger.
Yeah, you know, life is a series of obstacles, and I've learned to turn them into stepping stones. Let's inspire others to do the same.
That's right. And it's not just about our awesome guest stories. It's about yours, too. We want to ignite that spark within you, encouraging every listener to embark on their unique and inspiring journey.
So get ready to lace up your shoes, break down those walls, and join us each week as we explore the extraordinary paths that lead to growth, triumph, and ultimately, an inspiring life.
This is Inspiring Journeys. Let's run, climb, and soar together.
Welcome to Inspiring Journeys, episode 15. Woo. And once again, it's a little bit different episode, as yesterday was Mother's Day, so I didn't want to record on that day, so we're recording this live on Facebook at lunchtime on Monday, May 13th. Would you like to start us off, Carrie, with your
gratefulness? I'm grateful for my work schedule, so we're coming to the end of the semester. For for the school year, the kids graduate on Sunday, and so that means I switch over into more like freelance photography sort of stuff, and getting to like stretch my creative, all my creative thoughts that I have even more. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to kind of flip between professions and get to do a whole bunch of different cool things that excite me.
That's awesome. Yeah, I get to mix things up.
I think it makes you a better, like, especially from an educator standpoint. I think it makes you a better teacher to be able to kind of still have those experiences and to constantly be working on your craft. And I think, like, from a journalism standpoint, it gives you a little bit more street cred when you're going into teaching them about all the things in the industry when, like, you live and breathe them every day.
Right. Yeah. That's important. Keep up to date on everything too. You know, people use that when you're teaching and make them better too. So,
right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Not that I teach, but I know in the writing from when I was, going for my master's in writing, like, those instructors are constantly writing them themselves and keeping up with the industry, the publishing industry and all that. So, yep. So that's so cool. And then, it's good on so many levels. You're still educating yourself, and then you're having some fun and expanding yourself, learning new things. And
I'm grateful because I have that, like, opportunity to separate myself from it, so it's not 24/7 journalism, 7 days a week for 365 days. Like, at the end of the summer, I get to pull back and, like, go into, like, teaching and doing all those things, so it's a nice time away from it, because it is pretty high intensity. Like, it's not a profession that is low stress in any means of it. So, you get to learn new things and kind of, like, put new practices into place and see if they work, see if they don't work. And and like I said, like, being able to tell your own personal stories, like, to your students is such a valuable tool to have, so that they know that you're not like, oh, well, you haven't been doing this for like 15, 20 years and a lot's changed. Like, it's like, no, Carrie did this over the summer months and is very well in it. So
I love it. Let's see, for My grateful yesterday was Mother's Day, so I'm grateful for my mom and all the moms out there. And I wrote some notes down because I know, like, it's great to celebrate moms and everything, but it can be a little like triggering and not so happy for a lot of other people. So while I'm celebrating the mothers, like all the moms, foster moms, spiritual moms, I just want to let everybody know who else was on my heart yesterday. Those that have lost a child, because I know most parents' worst nightmares to outlive their child, and yeah, especially if it's happened in this past year. It's like Mother's Day, Father's Day, all the big holidays. It's a lot, very triggering, especially if it's the first day. So I feel for them. Those that have lost a child through miscarriage, failed adoptions, or children that run away, those that suffer through infertility, those that have disappointment, heartache, and distance with their child. You know, they may be a mother, but yeah, they don't have like a close relationship. And those that have lost their mother, like you, Carrie. So yeah, it must be like a mixed bag for you. You have your daughter, you get to celebrate with her, but yeah, another Mother's Day without your mom. And yeah.
Yeah, that's the hard part for sure. It's not easy.
Those that experience abuse at the hands of their mothers, so that can be really tough, and see everybody saying how great the mother is and everything, and meanwhile, you know, things are pretty bad. Mothers that, who are even incarcerated, whether it's justly or unjustly, there's mothers that are separated from the children, and that can be pretty painful no matter what. Also, single women who long to be mothering their own children, and you know, you don't know your future, and you might feel hopeless that all never happen, especially as you get older. So you know, Mother's Day can be tough for them. For all the stepmothers out there too. Yeah, that can be a complex situation, because you might have to deal with an ex of the husband, and you know, children might be tough with you. But then at the other hand, it's also a blessing that you get to, you know, help out with the children. And then also finally, those that place their children up for adoption in the hopes to give them a better life. It's like an ultimate sacrifice type of thing. So while everybody's celebrating Mother's Day, and like, yeah, I was with social media and everything with all the posts, like, you know, it's justified. You expect people to be all happy and everything, but there's a lot of people that it can be a really tough day. So I just wanted to acknowledge that today. So.
Yeah, it's a rough one. I was talking to my best friend on Saturday about it because she had messaged me and she was like, I don't understand. She's like, I'm having a really hard week, and it took me up until Saturday morning to realize why I'm having such a hard week. And I'm 5 years into the loss of my mom at this point. So like grief shifts and changes, as you know, like as you get further on, like it is definitely don't help that situation. But I'm at a different stage than she is. She lost her mom like a year or two ago. So my response was, oh, like what, why are you feeling off? Like, why are you having a bad week? And she's like, 'cause it's Mother's Day tomorrow. And then I was like, oh, like I didn't even put two and two together. Like for me, it would have been, Mother's Day itself, like I would have woken up, and then the moment that I saw Happy Mother's Day, it would have, like, the grief would have clicked in. But that buildup is something that is almost worse than the actual day itself. And I get that, like, the week leading up to my mom's passing is usually like when I struggle with it. But it's just like this constant, like, it's this dread of like knowing that you're gonna have to like eventually come to terms with this and deal with it. And you start to become hyper aware that, you can't, like, you have to be able to grieve, and it's okay for you to be able to grieve, but at the same time, like, you have to be present for your children and the people around you. And so it's this catch 22 of like immense sadness, but at the same time wanting to put yourself out like in a place for your children to celebrate and do what they need. Such a definition of like a mom, right? Like that,
Yes.
like like your kids still come first. Like even though like you're losing like everything inside of you, you're crying, like you're so upset. You know, you're in the bathroom for a second, like crying for a minute straight or whatever it is, like, you know, your kids come first. And like even in those like moments of struggle, like you're still like, I have to be okay, like I have to be present for my child. Like I want to be there for them. I want this to be like a happy thing that they remember. It's such a mom, it's such a mom thing, you know.
Yeah. So, yes, we can get into happier things now
Yeah.
because I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to name the episode yet, but I've been plugging this on Facebook that I'm making a big announcement. So we'll get get into that. As most people might know, there might be new people that might not know, but I started this Journey of the Roadrunner in 2015. And my running journey really started in high school. I ran cross country in high school and I was cross country captain and everything. And then I kind of fell away from it for a little bit. And I want to say, like in the late aughts, like around 2008 or so, we got an elliptical machine. So I'd be on there, like picturing myself doing like the Boston Marathon or something, even though I wasn't running, I was on an elliptical machine. And then I joined the gym in 2012. Yeah. And then in 2013 is when I got Adriana as my personal trainer. And I told her that I had been a runner. I was the captain of my cross country team. And then right away she was like glommed onto that. She said, oh, there's a 5K coming up in 2 months. I'll have you ready to run that without stopping. And so then it began. And then in 2015, like I just said, I started Journey the Roadrunner, and my tagline was that I'm journey to run a 5K in all 50 states. And then as I've been going along, I kind of started changing my mindset a little bit, and I started saying I'd run in at least a 5K in all 50 states, even though I've only run longer than a 5K once. I did a 10K here in Rhode Island, and I had a really bad ankle when I did it. So the Ocean Road 10K, and I would have enjoyed that more if I was healthier. But I loved like the longer distance, you know, because you see more and everything. It's just something more would have been more enjoyable if I wasn't in pain.
Yep.
And now I'm the healthiest I've been in a while. So I've been getting back out there running again, and I've had like the thoughts of running longer distances again. And so I got the urge to run a marathon.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and did it. I signed up for a marathon. Going from 5K to a marathon.
That's awesome.
So I signed up for the Marine Corps Marathon that's taking place
Yes.
on October 27th this year. So there's plenty of time to get ready. And yeah, there's a lot of things that led up to it. It's just been kind of like with my writing. I fell away from writing, and then I started blogging in 2010. And the more I was writing, the more the fire started burning bigger and bigger and brighter and brighter. And then I went and got my master's degree in creative writing, and I'm working on my memoir series, Journey of the Roadrunner. And the same thing that happened with the run. And the more I've been, you know, doing it, getting healthier and healthier, the fire was always there, it was just burning. And then I just felt like I was ready. And I was listening to Ed Milet podcast not that long ago, and he said that like he would to imagine himself buying like a fancy car or being a big house, he would go and test drive like these cars that would be way out of his price range. But it just like gave him that mindset that I could do this, or he'd go to open houses for like these mansions and everything. And then he became successful enough that he did it. And so that stuck on my mind. So then I had mentioned out here that I went to the the Boston Marathon Expo, and like in the back of my mind, I was saying, yeah, I can picture myself being a runner going to this. And yeah, and it really hit me. It was like, because to get into the expo, you had to go through the same queue that you do to pick up your numbers. So that really gave it some extra. But I didn't want to commit yet at that time, because then, even though I had been thinking about it, I didn't want to feel like I was being influenced, and then I'll sign up, and then all of a sudden I start regretting. I just wanted to make sure I knew that this is what I want to do, because I know it's a big commitment. And then just from going to the marathon, Boston Marathon, for like the past few years, just that energy and stuff. So I waited a couple of weeks after the marathon, and yeah, I still, if anything, I felt it even more, especially I've been running, I've been doing the Couch to 10K program. So I've been running 3 days a week. I did a 5K, as I mentioned on the podcast with Terry Yaffe last week. I did a virtual 5K. So, yeah, so this is exciting that I ended up, so, I was researching, and I had a couple of choices that were good for good marathons for beginners. There's the Philadelphia Marathon, that's at the end of November, and the Marine Corps Marathon. And
Yeah, it's the
then,
good one.
yes, that, yeah, you kind of helped me with that too. But then I'm thinking, yeah, the Marine Corps one is perfect. Not only is it good for the beginners, but with my military connection and everything, it just like felt so right. And so I went for it. And not only that, but I also hired Denny Cray as my running coach.
Yay,
Maybe
coach.
he's listening to this.
You get another one, coach. You've got another one.
So between him and Adriana, because I'm, he really speaks to strength training too, as working with him. So, and so Adriana's helping me with that, especially she's very familiar. I've had her for like 10, so she knows about my past injuries and everything. And I don't know, it's just that I'm still like way overweight. Like I still want to lose about 40 to 50 pounds maybe, but I'm not gonna wait. I'm just gonna I'm just jumping and doing it, because I feel like the world is like a big wheel, and in the grand scheme of things, we only get so many turns on it. So
Yeah,
that's
100%.
yep.
You know, and like the my whole thing has always been, and you know, we've talked about it, is why can't you do it, right? It doesn't, like, there's this, you know, we were talking about last week. Not even the sky's the limit, the universe. Like, there's so much out there, right? That, like, you can try to go for. And the only thing that's stopping you is your fear. Like, that is really the only thing in this world that stops you from doing the things that you want to do is fear of failure, fear of the unknown, right? And so, once you can get past that and be like, I'm going to do this, like, and I'm going to set my expectations for me, and you know, I'm gonna have faith in myself that I can do this and put one foot in front of the other and just, you know, carry on and do the work, and you will 100% have the most amazing time in at that marathon. And it's beyond the fact that the Marine Corps marathon is such, I haven't ran it, like, but I've heard stories of people that have ran it multiple times. One of my really good friends has done it, and every time she says that it's just a, like, between the course itself and the people and just like everything that that marathon stands for and the emotion that's attached to it, it's gonna feel like you're running Boston in a way, because like it's overwhelming. You know, like, it's gonna carry you. Like, the people are going to carry you when you're struggling, and you will struggle. Like, it's part of what marathons are all about. Like, they're not, you know, as much as it is physical, obviously there is a physical component to it. It's your mental toughness, right? That is what it comes down to in the end. At some point, you know, it becomes I need to put one foot in front of the other and keep on moving forward. And you've totally got that. You've got that mindset already. You've proven it time and time again that you've had that mindset, and you're gonna be so successful with it. And coach is gonna be awesome for you. He's going to get you to the finish line and get you there. And I always like Coach because he is so understanding about life and just everything that kind of goes into it. It's not just the running part of it for him. It's everything. Like everything needs to be in balance in order for all like systems to go. And he's really good about doing that and reminding you when like you need to do certain things, but it's never to the point of, making you feel guilty about something or anything like that. He's encouraging about it. Like he is very like he is coach is as much as coach is a coach, running coach, he is a therapist. Like and I've said this before, like there's a handful of us that I know of because I'm good friends with a couple of the other Diz runners that have had, myself included, phone sessions with him where it has been nothing about running and just like a spew of everything that's going on in our lives and the stress. And he just sits there and he listens to it and then he does what he does best and he comes forward with like this amazing, like insightful, thoughtful response that like makes everything okay again. And like you get off the phone with him and you're like, I can do this. Like it's gonna be okay. But it's incredible. And marathon distance is all about the work that you put into it. Like the marathon is the celebration part of it, right? So it's just getting your mileage in. And if you end up missing a run every once in a while, it's not the end of the world. But there is never a right time to run a marathon, right? Like I think it's just go for it. And it's such a life-changing experience. Like it's absolutely life-changing. And just like being able to accomplish that is just, it's a cool feeling.
I'm excited, and like Craig Siegel says, playing small is canceled. I just jumped from a 5K to a marathon. But just today, Denny was asking if I had any idea how I want to approach it, if I want to do the run walk for it or what. So yeah, so I'm thinking about it. Because yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna run walk it, but I know it goes through I think it starts, is it in Arlington, Virginia? I think it starts and then it goes through DC. So I'm pretty sure that I'll probably want to be stopping and taking pictures and stuff.
There's
So
a couple of really like momentous moments on that course that you'll be stopping for, and it's cool. It's cool. I'm not gonna give it away. I've heard everything that happens. Because again, runner geeks, like we talk about everything. So, but I'm not gonna give it away to you. You'll have fun. You'll have a lot of fun. You'll cry.
Oh,
Like there'll
been
be
there.
moments where you're gonna cry, and there'll be moments where you're laughing, and it's a marathon. It's a marathon. You're gonna experience every single emotion underneath the sun, and sometimes those emotions will come within the matter of 5 minutes. Like it'll just be like, I'm happy, I'm angry, I feel pain, I'm sad right now. Oh my God, this is like amazing. Like
I think another thing that helped with this decision is just from doing this podcast, Inspiring Journeys, because for every week we're having these incredible guests with these inspiring stories, and you just can't help but I'm living the podcast, so like being inspired, and I'm hoping to help other people that are considering it, that yeah,
We
like
are
to
so much
start.
m way more capable of what we give ourselves credit for. Most of what it comes down to.
And just to show that I'm on the right track, usually, like, yeah, whenever I'm doing something, it seems like, especially when it has to do with running, there's always something, this is serendipitous that happens. Like, I woke up, I signed up for it. I forgot what night it was, but then I woke up at 4 in the morning the next morning with a thought just like came to my brain. Like, I'm doing the 22 too many veteran on here. So then the idea came to me to pick 26 veterans from that page and then dedicate a mile for each one. So I don't know how I'm gonna do that, but I'm gonna because usually you hold a picture of them, but I think for 26 miles holding like 26 pictures might be difficult. So I don't know if I should look into having a shirt made
I was
or.
gonna say a shirt, I bet would be kind of cool if you can be a shirt. Or for when I ran Dopey for 20, was it 2020? Yeah, 2020. I did it for Team Determination, which is American Cancer Society, and they have ribbons. And so on my bag, I had all the ribbons of the people that had donated to my charity on the back with the name of whoever it was that had been like they'd lost their battle or had won their battle with cancer. So, and they were all just safety pinned to my bag. So that's another option. But I bet a shirt would be a cool one to do.
Yeah, another ambitious thing I was thinking of. Yeah, I don't know if I would have that many people help me out, but like have somebody at each mile marker have a picture, and then like at each mile I could exchange. I don't
Yeah.
know
You do
if I could
that.
find 26 people that'll be, going there willing to help out with that. But that was like another thought that came to me.
That would be cool. That would be cool. You'd be able to find it, I'm sure. You
Yeah,
can get people together for it.
but yeah, everything about this just feels so right. So yeah, now I just gotta make sure I stay healthy now. If anything, I'm getting healthier.
Just eat, the biggest things is to eat right and eat what you need to fuel yourself, and you'll still like move forward with your progress with weight loss that you want to do with it, because you're going to stack up the mileage as you go along, and at the same time like you're fueling your body for what you need it for. So that's honestly the biggest thing that I can tell you from a nutrition standpoint, and I'm by no means a nutrition expert because I'm still trying to figure out my nutrition. But fueling your body appropriately, especially on those long run days, or like the night before your long run days, are really important. And hydrating, like hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Because like you might say to yourself, "Oh, I'm fine. Like I've had enough water." And even when you think you've had enough water, like go get yourself another glass and drink it. Especially with training through the summer months, that can be like it can be tricky. Like you lose a lot more water than you think you're losing on those runs.
Yeah, that's another thing that's going to be all new to me, like carrying water with me on these runs, and like what equipment to get, how to carry it and everything.
I like the vests. Vests are my go-to. Some people like the hydration bags with the bladder in the back. I like the vests. So they still have a place where you can do like the bladder, but they usually will have like the smaller bottles that you can put in the front pockets of it. And I, from my experience, always felt it was more easier for me to drink from here than from the bladder, but that's just personal preference. But yeah, it's challenging. I've never gotten 100% used to it. I definitely prefer like not running with it. Like my big thing is I like the water sloshing
Oh
always
yeah, that's
drives me
true.
crazy. And that's probably another reason why I like the vests with the smaller bottles in the front versus like the bladder in the back. So like that always drives me crazy, which can be solved with wearing your headphones, but if you don't wear your headphones, then you can hear it. So those little things are the things that kind of drive me crazy with it. You won't have to, thank God, you won't have to deal with training during the winter months with it and having to deal with like the hose line getting frozen, because I've had that happen to me
Oh,
in the past more. Like
jeez.
training for the Disney races for marathon, there was a couple of really frigid days that we had in November and December, that I had done long runs for, and I went to take a drink of water at like mile 16 and couldn't drink the water because the line was completely frozen.
Oh,
So that's
jeez.
another reason why I've gone to like the smaller bottles. But again, because of like you're doing it in the summer and fall, you won't have to stress as much about that kind of stuff,
That part,
which is
yeah.
good. Yeah.
And then the Only other thing I could think of off the top of my head is for the long runs, I'm gonna have to know where bathrooms are. Make sure my roots are going by places that have like public restrooms or
When
something.
I was training for like the Disney stuff, like 2021 back, my brother had owned a restaurant, like a sandwich restaurant shop downtown in Fairleigh. So it's about 3 miles from where I live. So I would get up early in the morning and head out. And I always like have to go to the bathroom within like the first mile of running. Like it's just, and then I'm fine. So it would always, he would always open the place early because he had like breakfast stuff. So it always was like a stop along my long run day to like go into the lunchbox, like get some, like a small snack that I could take with me. He always used to have like a snack for me
Oh, good.
that I could take with me and go to the bathroom and then like head on out. I miss those days. He doesn't have it anymore, but it was like the best thing because I would have that in the morning. And then if it was a really long run, I could run back to the lunchbox. And he made like the best Italian sandwiches ever. Like they were like, I miss them so much, but like he would always have one ready for me when I got back. It was like such motivation because I'm very food motivated. Like when it comes to running. So like if you're like, there will be pizza at the end of this, you just need to make it to the end, I'd be like, great, I can do this. Like, or like give me food, like, you know. So yeah, having those planned bathroom stops are really important, especially on those long training run days.
Yeah, and especially right now I'm 53 years old, so the older you get, the more you have to go. So
Yeah, I mean, we talk about Mother's Day at the beginning, like all the moms like that have had like normal like births understand what it's like to run and bathroom issues that we have. Not to get personal with everybody on the Facebook land, but moms, you know what I'm talking about. A real deal thing.
Yeah, so this is an exciting new chapter in the
No, it's gonna be
journey of the
awesome.
road. So,
You're gonna have so much fun. I can't wait to like hear all of your stories and your experiences as you go through training.
yeah, thanks. Yeah, and I'm trying to be more active on that. I'm posting on my workouts. Oh, I just joined Strava. I don't know
I
why it took me so
saw
long.
that.
That's really, I really like that. It really helps motivate you to get some activity
Yeah.
in too.
I'm such a
But
data nerd. Like I love like looking at this. I have no idea what half of it means. Like I'll say to coach, I'll be like, what does this mean? Like I saw all these graphs on here. I'd be like, do you think we should get like this device so that we can get the data on this? And I don't know what it means. It's just like this cool extra data to see. Like Strava's got some cool stuff on it.
Yeah, I got like this extra thing for 30 days. I don't know if that's anything worth having, but I
Is it
probably,
the pro thing?
yeah, I think
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
that gives you the extra data for it.
Yeah.
You see cadence and all that, which you technically you can't really made like measure your cadence or any of that stuff without like the specific, like if you had a foot pod, you'd be able to measure your cadence. So like there's some stuff on it that like I think the watch is really guessing like where you're at, but it's still cool to see like all the different data points that it has. And it can kind of give you a really good idea of like what went wrong during your runs. Like if you're like, man, I felt like absolute crap on that run. Like I don't know what was going on. Like you can look at like, you know, your heart rate or like the way that you like your body temperature or things like that, and kind of can pinpoint like what happened that caused you to have that issue, or like if you didn't get enough sleep, like you know what caused that and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Yeah, so I'm learning a lot already. So, yeah, so I'll be posting more on social media. People will either have fun following me on this marathon journey or they're gonna get annoyed seeing. But I hope I'm inspiring people more than anything. And I'm just showing that you can do anything you set your mind to. Doesn't have to be running. It's whatever you want to do. Just do it, because like I said, there's only we only have so much time. So if there's anything you want to do for yourself or do something to help enhance somebody else's life, just do it.
100%.
No need to wait. So this is gonna be fun. All right,
It's gonna be
and
awesome.
then we can get into our 22 Too Many veteran.
For any new listeners, 22 Too Many is an awesome organization that brings awareness and remembrance to veterans who die of suicide, and they support prevention as well. The 22 stands for the number of veterans who die from suicide each day, and the reports don't even take into consideration the drug overdoses or accidents that weren't really accidents. So you can follow 22toomany.org. That's the numbers 22 and then too many.org. I'll also add the link in the show notes.
And on go the glasses, speaking of. Yeah, I picked a Marine this time, Pamela Dowling. She's a U.S. Marine Corporal, Pamela Downing, born in 1987 in Vermilion, South Dakota. Beloved daughter of Kelly Dowling and Robert Hansen, and beloved sister of Paige Dowling. Pamela was raised in Portland and Estacada, Oregon. She was a graduate of Estacada High School and graduate from University of Phoenix with a bachelor's degree. Pamela recently left her job as a social worker to a sales counselor. Pamela joined the United States Marine Corps and was based at Camp Pendleton in San Diego, and she was deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan in support of the global war on terror. And she was earned numerous awards and commendations during her honorable service. She attained the rank of corporal. And then I just saw her relatives. And then this is from her mother, Kelly. Our daughter was a true hero and a winner. She was loved by her family and all her friends. A part of me died that day. No parent should ever have to bury their child. I'm so heartbroken. We were just talking about that. I'll never be the same again, as well as her dad and our entire family. I love you, Pam. We must help our soldiers. They are true heroes, like our daughter Pamela. I love you, honey. I'm only here because of Paige. I wish I could have taken your place, honey. Rest in peace with the angels, my sweet baby girl. I will see you again. And it's just so heartbreaking. And she lost her battle with PTS on May 22nd, 2015. She was 28 years old.
Just so sad. The worst.
Yeah.
Absolute worst.
You always hear about how like how good they were, how happy they were, and everything, and it's just brutal. It's PTSD and
Yeah, people hide it really well. Like, that's the biggest thing is people like the ones that are going through it the most, and really need the help are usually the ones that are really good at being able to mask that for like keeping it behind the scenes, and they have this completely outward persona that's completely different than what they're feeling, and it's just it sucks. It really sucks that, they're going through it, or they feel like they have to go through it alone, and that their only way out of it is,
Take
the
their own
ultimate
life.
way out of it.
So, and like I said, I'll be honoring 26 of these veterans at the Marine Corps Marathon, baby.
I
So.
think, I think we definitely need to think of ways that we can make that happen for you, and reach out to our listeners and see if like we can get enough people together to make that happen in some capacity, and get it going. That would be kind of cool.
Thank you so much. So new adventures, and if we're gonna be having some more incredible guests coming up. We've already spoken with a couple of them, so this podcast is just gonna keep getting more and more exciting. So and
Lots of incredible people.
you made one of them cry.
That been trying. She's incredible. Like, I'm really excited for that one. I'm excited for all of them, but that was a great talk that we had. So.
So there's a lot of great things coming, so I'm so happy about it. And so you can tell people where they can reach you to follow your incredible journey, because I'm not just doing this myself, so you got a lot going on.
You can obviously the best place to reach me for my running fitness stuff is on Instagram with running underscore with underscore the underscore rock star. You can also find me on Facebook with Every Run Has a Story. And then if you're looking for more of the fun concerty photography style stuff on Instagram, Carrie Nelson Media is where you can find me.
Love it. And then well, you can follow my running journey. Well, it was always there, but now it's turned up a few notches at the Roadrunner. It's RHODE. And I think since I'll consider it kind of an inspiring journey, when I post to the Roadrunner, I'll also have it go to the Inspiring Journeys pod on Instagram as well, and the Roadrunner on Facebook. Well, I should probably start getting more active on that. And then and it's also Inspiring Journeys podcast on Facebook as well. You can follow us there. And we have the website inspiringjourneys.net. So, and then I should also mention again, I'm going to be doing been talking about the Marine Corps Marathon coming up on October 27th. So yep. So if you anybody wants to come join me there, or, even like just a cheer me on. I know it's like Carrie says, she gets excited when she sees people that she knows in the spectators. So I would love that. Or if anybody else wants to do it, let me know if anybody else is gonna be doing it. And then also coming up sooner is June 8th, the Gatsby Days 5K, piddly little 5K. So
What coach will say to you, and he hasn't said this already, coach will say it's never just a 5K. There's always a challenge within each one. So, keep that in mind. Like, whether it's like 5K or full on marathon, what is your problem? Whether it's the 5K or if it's a full on marathon, either way, you are ridiculous right now.
if he could hear.
Each distance has its own challenges and things that you have to get through. Oh my God. She is ridiculous right now.
I one of the when he asked me what some of my goals were, one of them was to get a faster 5K. So I mean, this is part of it. So
Yeah. And he'll tell you right up, he and I think I'm probably on the same page as him on this one. I'll run a marathon any day, all day, compared to like maxing out my 5K speed time. Like to run like at max 5K speed, I have like no interest whatsoever. Like doing that for 3 miles straight. That's a challenge in itself. I like the whole, ooh, she sneezed now. The whole leisurely like stroll along at a marathon pace versus 5K pace any day of the week. Any day of the week.
Yeah, so again, if anybody wants to join me on that, I actually created a team Roadrunner. So if you want to sign up for that, that's a good one. It takes place just before the Gatsby Days parade. So as you're like coming back in, you got all the people coming in for the parade, so you have like an audience. So
That's cool.
great atmosphere. So yeah, that's a fun one. So it's my old stomping grounds where we used to do our cross country practices from high school. So bring back some memories, either good or bad. So there's some nightmares there, especially the big hill
Oh yeah, for sure. For
that
sure.
you're
Those
gonna
hills, man, they sneak up on you.
go up. This nasty one. You would just if you're driving on it doesn't seem like it's that big, but because it's like gradual, but when you're running on it's a killer. So
You're just
yeah,
like, I feel like I'm running up a hill. And it's
no.
because I've been progressively doing this for like miles and miles. You need to relax. She's acting like she hasn't gone out. Before the podcast even started, we went on a 3-mile walk this morning. So I don't
Wow.
know what your problem is.
Must
Right?
the
She's like, "Oh, we're on the podcast. Let me talk."
podcast.
Drama.
All right, so that'll do it for this week. Yep, and then we'll be back again next week. And if anybody checked us out on the live or checking out the re-recording, thank you so much for watching. And the audio version of this will be coming out Wednesday. So, and thank you so much for everybody for listening and watching. Our numbers are going up. I'm
Thank
loving
you.
getting more and more people. So yeah, and it'll be nice to reach more people. So I'm loving this. So, thank you so much for your support, everybody. And
Thanks,
we'll see you
guys.
next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Woo-hoo!
And remember,
be excellent to each other. And